Please be advised that Deviant Discussions contains explicit content and language that might not be appropriate for those under the age of 18.
Kinksters with different perspectives come together to explore and debate their unique opinions of the delicious world of kink, fetishes, and BDSM. With Diavol Diablo.
Holy mother of fuck. It got bad. It got really bad, really fast.
Is mostly evil.
Well, you know, this one time I had this on my dick.
And subtle shadow.
Oh, is me. Howie.
This is Deviant Discussions.
So today we're talking about the mainstream versus actual of kinky sex. What is it that makes kinky sex kinky sex? How do you differentiate between going to bed in the evening and having sex and having kinky sex? For me, I have never been a big person on sex in general. It's not high on my list of priorities. There's probably 1,000 other things that I'd rather do than have sex. So on the basis of it being something that I don't do as a standard, like, you know, it's not something that is every day, then any kind of sex for me could be considered kinky. However, I like to think that it's the level of connection. For me, it's a lot more of a psychological response to how I feel about the sex, whether I actually even want the sex, that makes it the kinkier side of things for me. But I'd be really interested to hear you guys' perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just jump in real quick and say that for, I guess, you know, still being so new to everything kinky and BDSM-y, I was surprised to find that I had been doing a lot of things that were considered kinky-ish, I should say. Well, like, so for example, anal sex, I started doing that way before I, you know, officially decided that I was going to be in the community and be active in it. And oral sex, to an extent, I would argue can fall into that kinky category, but I really think it depends on the person. And it is very psychologically, I think it all resides primarily in the brain. Like, is this something that I would normally do? Or is this, you know, I think when you're pushing past something that in your mind is considered out of the ordinary, I think that's when what you're doing, your experience of it is kink, if that makes sense. So, I don't know, like you could have somebody who has only ever done missionary and suddenly doing doggy style is like, oh my gosh, like I'm a real kinkster now. Which would be, and if that is, then that's great. But I mean, like it's, I don't know, maybe you guys have different, maybe I'm too loosely defining it. I'd be interested to hear what you think. Yeah.
I don't think you are. I mean, like, you know, for me personally, missionary sex in a bed would be the kinkiest thing in the world. I couldn't tell you the last time I did that. Because I haven't in more years than I can count.
So do you mean staying in missionary or like you never even get in the position?
We don't get in that position. That is not the sex for us. And with most of my partners, that is not the sex for us. And a bed is not necessarily the place where we have the sex. You know, hell, for a couple of years there, having sex inside would have been considered kinky for me. You know, it's what makes, you know, the definition of kinky is outside the norm. You know, it is what, right. You know, and so for the norm of society, with the, I mean, if you look at even the laws around sex in various states, you know, in some states, anything other than missionary position sex is considered sodomy, which is illegal. And so, you know, correct for a general sense, you know, then you can go, well, yes, doggy style would be kinky because it's illegal. and then for other people, it's not kinky unless somebody ends up bloody and near death by the end of it. It is a sliding scale. It is, if you've never done X, then X is kinky for you.
Yeah.
And that's what I think a lot of people, there's this, I dislike the competition aspect of this. Well, I'm so kinky because I've done this. Okay, but you doing that is easy for you. This person over here being willing to, you know, place themselves in this particular position that they feel uncomfortable, feel unsexy in, don't ever want to be seen from that angle, but are willing to do it for the other person in the room or the other three people in the room, who knows? That's kinky as fuck for that person.
Yeah. And if I can jump in real quick, like,
big fat did anyway.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. I'm kidding.
Blindfolds, you know, might be considered super kink, or you know, kind of more like a soft bondage kind of way to, almost equivalent to like a spanking in terms of like, it's like a entry level kind of beginner level, you know, kinky thing to do. Yeah. But for me, putting a blindfold on, I don't close my eyes for anybody. Like, I have a huge psychological barrier to having my eyes hidden or to, you know, so when you're talking about if it, you know, what is not that kinky to somebody else could be, for me, would be incredibly kinky because I would have gotten to a place where I was, I do not want to do this, but if you tell me to do it, I'm going to do it. You know, like it just, that just popped into my head as something, as an example of that.
Well, thank you for interrupting me.
You're welcome. I know you really enjoy it. So.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's kink is outside the norm, and the degree to which you need kink is individual. It is perfectly valid to not be able to get off unless you're being strangled and choked out and hung from an anal hook 16 feet in the air and your partner is dangling off from their toenails. If that's what you need to get off, if that's the kink, that's just great.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make the first time somebody does something new less kinky in general. And I think... I'll give you a good example. The website that we all share, the main page gets a lot of shit, a lot of shit about the content that's on there not being kinky because it's a lot of hot naked chicks and butt plugs.
All right, sparkly butt plugs.
Sparkly butt plugs, yes, because you know it has to be pink. But exhibition is a kink.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of fucking courage to put yourself out there and to be judged by thousands upon thousands of people by the way you look. And especially the first time. I mean, at a certain point, it maybe gets a little old hat and the thrill isn't as much. But the first few times, that's
intense.
Yeah.
And I was shaking when I did it. Yeah.
And to lessen that experience for those people bothers me. One of my closest friends on that site, that's what they're known for. They are one of the hot naked chicks. And I'm just as guilty about making fun of that front page. And it's not that I'm making fun of the exhibitionist being there, it's the exhibitionist in exclusion to everything else that I personally have a problem with, and that's more how they do the algorithm than anything. Not the people who are posting the content that's being voted on and getting up there. And I was expressing that, and they wrote me going, well, it sounds like you're saying I shouldn't be there. And you know, I made very clear to this person, no, you have as much right as the person hanging from the anal hook to be displayed on a kink site, because what you're doing is kinky. It is not the norm. We are not showing tits, asses, and holes and sparkly butt plugs on billboards. We're not doing that. And to do that takes a certain level of confidence and bravery, and what you get from it personally, that thrill, that high, that sexual excitement is what makes it kinky. So, you know, it goes back to that competition thing. It goes back to that, well, you know, I do this and therefore I'm kinkier than you. No, fuck you, you're not. You just enjoy something more hardcore, something that requires more effort that I'm not or you're not into doing, but that doesn't mean that the personal experience isn't crazy kinky.
And I'm going to interrupt you again. Is that okay?
No, but do it anyway.
I need some popcorn for this.
Yeah, really. We're not letting Dee Dee talk at all.
It's fine. Carry on. I'm enjoying listening. I've got my boy kink on right now.
Well, you know, we're talking about degrees of kink, and at least for me, I kind of had an experience where I realized after the scene that I had been in my head thinking I was going to be this level of submissive, like that I had to, in order to be this kinky submissive goddess, like I had to reach this certain level that I had put in my head for, you know, it's just like an arbitrary thing, right? But like, so I did this impact scene and I couldn't last as long as I'd wanted to. Like I had to stop. And I probably, you know, at the time before it had been a little bit different. Maybe who knows what was going on in my head or mentally, physically, whatever, for whatever reason, you know, where I had been able to, I guess for lack of a better term, last, you know, in a scene for, you know, let's say like an hour, whereas this time it was like about 30, like half that time. And I came out of the scene like incredibly upset. I felt like I had disappointed my top. Like I felt like I had disappointed myself. Mm-hmm. And I realized that there were these, that there is a competition on some of those sites, like the one you're talking about. And I think that had kind of, I didn't realize to what degree that had influenced my expectations going into a scene. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's interesting to think about because that's also on some level a matter of safety as well. You know, like I can't go in and be like, okay, I don't care no matter what, I'm not going to say the safe word. No, like, you know, so anyway, but yeah, so talking about degrees, I think that it became for me something like that. And I had to kind of take a step back and remember that whatever my level was is totally cool. Because it's my level, you know, this is my journey. I don't need to be influenced in any way or told, you know, that maybe I'm not submissive enough or whatever, which I wasn't, but you know what I'm trying to say. So,
yeah, I mean, you being a wuss is totally fine.
yeah, I guess so.
No, I mean, but that's the thing is it doesn't fucking matter. And
Those are the kind of things that we tell ourselves, though, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Like, I know on the S side, for sure, you do tell yourself that you're not good enough because you know that X person 2,000 times before you lasted 20 minutes longer, and why can't you do that? And, you know, you go to an event and you see someone that's getting, like, a dragon tail whip or whatever, and you're like, I just can't do that. And as the S type, you're like, why can't I do that? I should be better. I'm not good enough at this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've experienced it from the other side as well, where I've thought, you know, I can't hit them hard enough to leave the kind of marks that I've seen them be photographed with before. And, you know, they don't cry and come for cuddles when I've finished. They're just like happy and spaced out, but I want them to cry, and suddenly you feel not good enough in that sense. And then you feel like a bad person as well. And the psychology behind it is exhausting.
It is. Yeah. That's interesting you said that. Yeah, like I felt very, after that scene, like it was at a party and I felt very much like I didn't belong. It was the first time I'd felt that. And looking around at all these people who are veterans of the scene, you know, like, I mean, really intense play was going on, and just seeing these people get punched, or there was needle play, and I'm just like, I'm not good enough. Like, I'm not good enough to be in this. And I kind of had to overcome that. It took a while, I think.
I think as well, it's always interesting to look at, I suppose the easiest way to do it is not necessarily what someone deems as kinky, but what people deem as their limits can be just as fascinating. Because, mm-hmm. you know, someone like myself, I do needles, and I don't really consider it to be kinky because it's just something I do. Whereas other people have it, like, I mean, I've met a lot more people that have it on the limits list than have it on their kinks.
I don't do limits. Yeah. I do not do needles.
Yeah, I'm the odd one out. But to me, I don't factor it as kinky, really. Like, it's out of the ordinary, yeah. But I would never automatically call what I do kinky, because in my head, it's not associated to the sex side of things. And because I only do it with myself, well, I mean, that's much like sex anyway, but...
I was about to say, I do it with myself too.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to disappoint anybody, and no one's going to get the hopes up. So,
that actually brings
real
up,
talk.
That brings up a little side tangent that we could go on if we're up for a side tangent.
Always. Let's travel down that.
Kink and fetish don't have to be related to sex. Nowhere. I mean, yeah, one of the definitions of a fetish is something you need to get off sexually, but that's not the only definition of a fetish. Kink and sex can be completely separate. You can have entire dynamics, entire relationships, entire scenes where, you know, there is no sex involved. It is just a power exchange, or it is just a beating, or it is just two people having fun doing to each other the things they enjoy without their genitals getting involved. And I think that's where a lot of people forget that, you know, this isn't just about sex. This isn't about getting off. This is can be let me rephrase that. This can be much different than that. It can be something that is emotional instead of physical, that's mental instead of sexual, that's not something that that you have to take your pants off to do. And I think a lot of new people coming into this believe that it has to be sexual. And you walk into, you know, these websites, and it is fucking drowning in sex, and that's great. Sex is great. I like sex, but it's not why I'm not in this for the kinky sex, because the kinky sex, as far as sex goes, is you're adding on to it. Sex is sex. There are only so many positions and only so many ways you can insert one thing into another, or rub two things together, depending on your particular genital mashup. I don't know how this stuff works.
You want me to draw you a diagram?
Yes. But honestly, as far as, you know, sex goes, there are only so many things you can do to a genital. There really are, as far as, you know, to make it happy. The kink is the other things you do along with that. And that's where the kink comes into sex. And you can do most of those other things without the genital being there.
Yeah, and that's really interesting. It had never really hit me until in my first scene, he put restraints on my legs. And or on my ankles, just basic Velcro, like could have, you know, break off very easily. But like, I immediately fell into subspace. Like, it was so quick. It was crazy. And it kind of ties deeply with my rope fetish. And I realized that I can very easily fall into like just a really comfortable, euphoric kind of state. And all it takes is rope. there's no sex involved. Like, so is that kind of what you're talking about? Like when people say that kink isn't, okay. So like when people say it's not about just the sex, yes, there is that mental stimulation happening, I think, for me at least.
But that's the side tangent, kind of the asterisk to this, because we are talking about kink and sex and what makes sex kinky. And so, I do want to get back onto that without going too far into it. I just think that it was important for us to make the disclaimer that, we know it's, kink and sex can be completely separated and be just as satisfying and fulfilling. But back to sex, because sex is fun. I think part of it too is intent.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I looked at other one and said, lay down on your back, don't move, and then got into the missionary position, did what I needed to do, got back off and said, you can move now. All we did was have missionary sex as far as the sex is concerned. Where the kink comes in was she did it because I told her to, she did it exactly how I told her to, and she listened to every fucking word I said.
Well, you've never done it. You should do it. That would be a total mind fuck, right?
Oh, my God, it would drive her insane. Yeah.
Please do it and then tell us what happened.
Yeah, but you now have homework, Izby.
Well, no, I told you, I don't know if you guys remembered me writing about the forbidden sex.
Mm.
Yeah. I wrote a thing because she was supposed to write about the forbidden sex, because that's her job, is to get online and write about how magical my fucking penis is. That's the agreement.
And there's a reason that she never gets online and does it. Clearly.
Exactly. You notice how often she posts.
Right.
But she, we almost exclusively have oral and anal sex. Almost exclusively. The last time my penis went into her vagina prior to the forbidden sex a couple weeks ago, 3.5 years, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, I laid her on her stomach and I stood at the end of the bed. So we're not calling it missionary. And we had the forbidden sex. Other things happened, but, that freaked her out, because we don't have that kind of sex. That's not how our relationship works. That's not how our dynamic works. It's not about her enjoying herself. Mm-hmm. And that was about her enjoying herself. And it totally fucked with her head. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's definitely one way to do it.
Yeah. I love a good old mind fuck.
Mm-hmm. For me, like, one of my biggest issues is intimacy and closeness.
No.
I know, who knew, right? I cannot stand the idea of someone wanting to get to know me. Like, I really can't. I don't know why.
I relate to that, actually.
So I will shut people down. I will shut feelings down, put up all the walls and things like that. If I think someone's actually genuinely interested, someone being interested in me for sex is completely different for me. And, I can enjoy teasing them and almost edging them along without ever having to give anything to them. And it's kind of like, I get a kick out of that because it's a bit of a power play, but someone who's actually interested in me, it changes everything. And then it becomes out of the ordinary for me. And I've always said one of my strongest kinks is vanilla, because it was never really the way that I was, brought up in my sex life, was never that kind of a thing. So I can totally, totally see why it would fuck with other ones' head to be in that situation.
Interesting.
With our dynamic, the way it works is her pleasure doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give two shits if she ever has an orgasm. That is how our dynamic works. Not how our relationship works, how our dynamic works. She is something I use. She is something I fuck. She is a series of holes at my convenience and at my pleasure.
Mm.
That is how sex in our dynamic works. And so for me to go, I am going to do something. This is strictly for you to enjoy. You can have as many orgasms as you can squeeze into, however long my penis lasts out. Have fun. I don't think she came because it was too much of a
wow. That's intense.
Which, yeah. That was also the goal.
Right. Holy fuck. Indeed. Yeah,
was the you have as many orgasms. You enjoy the hell out of the thing that you're not allowed to enjoy. Mm. Have fun. See if you can do it.
Fucking sadist. So that's interesting though, like that I'm trying to think from a submissive point of view, being told to do something that for that many years, does not compute. Mm-hmm. Like I'd probably be exactly the same way mm-hmm. as she was about something like that. Yeah.
Now, like wow. she, you know, if we get into, and you know, it's not that she doesn't have orgasms, she has orgasms. No, it's not like, you know, she
clearly, or yes,
yeah, exactly. I mean, if she wasn't enjoying the sex, she would not be having the sex with me. But you know, it's a matter of you know, we also practice control and denial. And this may sound foreign to you, but she would rather not have an orgasm.
I'm the same.
Okay, she would rather not because she doesn't enjoy them, but because for her specific kink, for the spank bank later, me getting mine, her not getting hers is the hottest thing for her.
Mm.
So, you know, but there are times where she gets so into it where she starts begging, you know, can I please? And the answer is always one, and you have until I come. So if you don't figure out how to get yourself off by the time I'm done, you're shit out of luck.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's good. I'd be the other way around. I'd race the guy in the same way. But see, I can totally sympathize with where other one is coming from because I've had that feeling of wanting to be the gratifier, if you will, and not the gratified.
Mm-hmm.
And I have enjoyed being that, but for me, it purely ties into the fact of comfort, because you know I'm safe there. I know what's expected, and if I just lie there and take whatever's given to me, then I'm not at risk of disappointing anybody, or you know, they're not going to expect to keep me around forever or anything like that. And it again becomes a massive psychological exercise for me. And as long as this person doesn't care, I'm safe.
Yeah, I was going to say for you, it's more of a self-defense, where for her, it's more of a, this is what she needs.
Yeah.
And so that's two different, completely different motivations, because she's doing it as much for me as for her, where you're doing it strictly to keep people at arm's length.
Yeah.
Now, I think you, and now I'm not going to go into that. Never mind. I'm not going to go into the is me being psychic bullshit on our podcast. So go ahead.
No, it's fine. We can pick it up later. So I suppose then going back to the, if it's something out of the ordinary that makes sex kinky, what would be, well, for you as me, that would be missionary sex in a bed. For me, it would be like, I suppose, really emotionally connective, lovey-dovey kind of sex. I don't know. I mean, what's the opposite of what I do right now?
If you ever do that, you have to record it.
The lovey-dovey sex?
The lovey-dovey sex.
If she ever cries after sex, I don't want the sex. I want the crying after sex, to be honest.
I have cried after sex before. I have.
Well, yeah, okay, but next time I want it recorded, so that way I just have something.
You want spank bank material.
I do. And you crying after sex would be perfect.
All right. I mean, I can't guarantee it because, you know, I'd have to have sex with somebody. But hey, it might happen one day in the year 2027 or something.
Oh, that makes me so sad. It's probably true for me, at least.
Oh, well, I'm going to walk down the hall and get laid, so.
Oh my All God, right. I hate you.
And on that cheerful note. That very cheerful note. Let's leave it there, shall we? Go and enjoy your sex.